and let's set a little tone. It's been a big day. We've been here for 2 days of physical labor now, so maybe you're a little tired like me. Well, I haven't actually done 2 full days of physical labor. There were some big goodbyes, so maybe you're a little emotional. So let's just take a minute to assess where we're at in just a moment of quiet. And let me just try to set the tone with something I wrote Sunday night. I came here a little weary, actually, from a really busy work schedule, maybe from the political stuff that's going on, just feeling a little weary. So I'd like to share with you something I wrote the first night we got in, and maybe it will resonate with you, and it's called A Slow Boat to Paradise. I was nervous for what we would see. Under a warm blue sky, we motored north through the cold, deep waters of Lake Chelan, past rocky ridges, charred pine, and ashen mountainsides. 1 year ago, to the day, we were evacuated from Holden Village as the Wolverine fire raced through the dry wilderness. We drove out through thick smoke and arrived at the Lucerne dock to wait for the ferry that would both deliver the Forest Service crews to battle the fire and deliver us from harm's way. I'd heard about Holden more than a decade before. I'd seen the pictures, I'd dreamt of it, I'd traced the contour lines of this valley on a topographical map long before the day I could make the trip. Sometimes when you build something up so large in your mind, real life has a hard time competing. But this wasn't the case for Holden. See, I had anticipated the scenery, the stunning and remote setting at the base of these dramatic twin peaks. I understood the adventure of the journey with a 2-hour boat ride up this lake, followed by a 10-mile drive up gravel switchbacks in a repurposed school bus named Linnea. I was all in before we even started driving west. What I failed to understand was the sense of community. Holden wasn't just a place, it was a group of people living together intentionally in the wilderness in close quarters with limited resources. Holden was a place that both sought and embodied spirit. So on the day we evacuated, I had the feeling like I'd briefly tasted paradise a year ago, but with the heavy realization that paradise could soon be consumed by fire. And we worried, we prayed, we scoured social media and the internet for any shred of news that we could find, and we waited, because some things are just out of your hands. In the end, the Wolverine fire was a bad fire in a bad season of fires, but Holden was spared, and this week we got to return. I was worried for what we would see. The fire had devastated the wilderness, and the forest was reduced in many places to charred stumps and barren ridges, but even just 12 months later, the fire weed had blossomed. Carpets of purple softened the landscape of ashen gray, and while some of the areas appeared to be totally devastated, others were more of the patchwork, with green and brown alternating in the mosaic across the valley. I went in feeling like I would witness total destruction, but I found sustained life as well as new life. In fact, Holden was still Holden. Some things, many things had changed, but it was a part of a bigger cycle. And life carried on. And then I wondered if the same could be true for our world, for our nation. At the moment, I feel like we're living on the edge of tragedy, and maybe it's the political season, but maybe something more has shifted. Maybe we're no longer interested in finding common ground, maybe we're more interested in being right. Maybe we want to feel safe and guarded and insulated, maybe a defensive posture is the new norm as we face the world around us. In many ways, it feels like our society is as fragile as I've ever known, and I worry that if someone were to toss a lit match into the dry landscape of our social fabric, it would quickly go up in flames. Maybe. But we're stronger than that, and our strength comes from a higher power. Holden Village survived because people took care of it. They planned. They replaced wooden roofs with metal ones. They installed the Rainbird sprinkler system. They wrapped porches in foil. They saw weaknesses and they fortified against them. And when the inferno came raging up the valley toward them, they lit backfires to eliminate the fuel that could feed the oncoming fire. Can we do the same? Can we fortify our social compact against tragedy? Can we work together to try to remove the fuel that could feed a fire that would consume us? Can we do that? And will we do that? So this is a long way for me to say that it's really good to be here today with you.